Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome. It is so good to be with you today. It's been a long summer, and I'm ready and excited to begin a new year. Our youth are back in school. Sports have started already. In fact, there are a lot of groups who are getting back into the swing of things again. Our lives are getting back to their normal routines, and we have a lot to celebrate today. Today, we celebrate a promise God made to us. Today, we remember the words of our Lord found in Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there in their midst." We have a divine promise that whenever and wherever we gather together in Jesus' name, He is here among us. What a blessing. Today, we have a lot to celebrate. Today is Rally Sunday and the beginning of another Sunday school year. I'm excited to see our children gather together to learn about Jesus and His love for them and to make lots of noise and to have lots of fun with their friends and to learn from God's Word and to flourish here in God's house. For together over the course of this year, they will sing songs and play games and do activities, all with the purpose of discovering God's amazing love for them. May God bless and direct our Sunday school program this year. Today is also God's Work Our Hands Sunday. Now, this goes back to 2013, where our church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, set aside the second Sunday in every September as a time for us to go out into our neighborhoods, roll up our sleeves, and get to work. ELCA members and congregations have always been active participants in God's work in the world. We constantly serve our communities and neighbors and the larger world, and we've done so as a church for many years. But why do we set aside one special Sunday in September for service? Because it's our opportunity to witness. It's our opportunity to go out beyond the walls of this church and to say to folks that may not know Christ, hey, in Christ we are free to love and serve our neighbors because of what Jesus has first done for us to love and care for us. We are now sharing God's love and care for you. And so I want to be out there making a public statement. And I think our world needs to hear that statement now more than ever. Wouldn't you agree? I think the world needs to know about God's love and mercy now more than ever. What with Hurricanes Harvey and Irma pounding our neighbors in Texas and Florida, we need to be reaching out and loving and serving our neighbors. What with people struggling to see one another as children of God, like what happened down in Charlottesville, North Carolina, we need to be reaching out, loving, and serving our neighbors. With the leader of North Korea threatening not only his neighbors, but those far away, we need to be reaching out and sharing God's love, not just with our neighbors, but with the entire world. And in order to do this, we need to keep our focus on the Lord. In the midst of scary and difficult times, it is very important that we keep our eyes on the Lord. Now, how many of you have ever taken a ride in an airplane? Please raise your hands. All right, so most of you have. Good. Many people who have been on an airplane ride have experienced turbulence at least at some point in their travels. And if you've ever been in a plane that's flying through turbulence, you might feel like your life is just a little bit out of control, right? If that's ever happened to you, you probably got a little bit nervous. And while your seatbelt may have been buckled, you probably cinched it down a little extra tight, right? You may have gripped your armrests a little tightly. You may have felt a bit unsettled. Well, with good reason, right? Because there you are, suspended in the air with nowhere to go. If you're like me, you would start rereading the same line in your book over and over and over again because you're destabilized by the turbulence. But then you also know what it's like to hear the pilot get on the intercom and say something along the lines of, folks, we've run into some choppy air, so we're going to adjust our altitude and hopefully find some smooth air ahead. Now, your problem will not have disappeared, right? The turbulence is still there. But you will probably take a deep breath, relax, start to read again, and feel much more at ease because you have moved from a focus on the turbulence to a focus on the pilot. Brothers and sisters, God is our pilot. The Lord is the one who will see us through all the turbulences of life, whether that be international politics or race relations or natural disasters. In the midst of all of these distressing and scary moments, we are called upon to keep our focus on the Lord because He has promised to be with us always. Now, I've been on many a turbulent flight, and I can tell you, when you're bouncing around on that airplane pretty well, there are many of us that were praying for God to get us through such a tense moment. And when you receive that answer, when you sense God's peace and presence in your life, wow, it's indescribable, isn't it? But it's exactly what you need in that scary moment. We all face storms in life, whether it's a struggle dealing with a family member or a disagreement you have with someone in the community, or even a bully that you're trying to avoid at school, or even disagreements that may happen at church. Well, Jesus has given us a method to work through these situations together when those situations arise. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus gives us a way to work through those stressful situations. He suggests that we go one-on-one to visit with our brother or our sister who has offended us and try to reconcile directly with that person. And then if that doesn't work, Jesus says, we'll take a couple other people with you. Then go visit with that person and try to be reconciled with them. But if that doesn't work, then bring them before the entire church so the entire church can work together to reconcile that person back into the community of faith. We work through these steps with a purpose of being reconciled with our brothers or our sisters who have sinned against us. This way of resolving conflicts is even in the model constitution for ELCA congregations. In fact, if you read our constitution, it's in this church's constitution. It's there because Jesus taught us to use this process to reach out to other people you're struggling with or disagreeing with or have caused pain in the life of the church. This method of trying to reach out to others in truth and love is there because that's God's will for us. Wherever two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name and tell the truth and confront one another in love and attempt to restore broken relationships and stay together, Jesus promises to be present. Jesus wants us to reach out to others and share His love and care for them, even in the midst of difficult and uncomfortable situations. And we know that's not easy work. Yet as difficult and uncomfortable as this may be, there is Jesus' promise hovering over all of this, where He says, I'll be there with you. Jesus promises to be present with us. Now, this isn't just a nice thought or a pleasant wish for the world. We do this. We reach out to others with God's love and care because Jesus commanded us to do this. Do you remember during the Last Supper, after Jesus washed His disciples' dirty feet, broke bread, shared wine, He gave them a new commandment. Do you remember what that new commandment was? That we love one another as He has loved us. For by this, Jesus said, everyone will know that you are My disciples if you have love for one another. You see, it's not just about us. It's about us receiving the gifts of God and then sharing God's love with everyone we meet, no matter where we are. Jesus expects us to take the love and forgiveness He has shown us and to show that love and forgiveness with our neighbors. This has always been the mission of the church, to take the blessings Jesus has given us and share it with the world. We read this at the end of Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 28, and the section is called the Great Commission. Jesus says, go forth into all nations and baptize them and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always until the end of the age. So the church has been doing this. We go forth, we proclaim the gospel, we baptize, we teach. And what's one of the best ways to teach people, Kirby Vandewalker? Is it just talking at people or is it demonstrating? Exactly. Don't just say it, but show them how to do it, right? That applies not only to health and Phi Ed, but it applies to how to be Christians in this world as well. Demonstrate to people how Christ's love works. And that's exactly where we come into play. It comes into play here as we gather for Sunday school and worship and prayer and Bible studies. It also comes into play when we leave this building and, like Jolene, wear our yellow shirts and we go out into the world and we visit with the folks at Heritage Hill, or we clean the community center, or we collect supplies for school, right? We take our faith outside of these walls to carry out the mission Jesus has given us to do. And wherever we do that, we have a promise that Jesus will be with us. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there among them. What a blessing, what a promise. And there have been so many places I've seen that happen in the life of our churches, right? During vacation Bible school, when the kids were singing downstairs this summer, I saw Jesus show up. When our ladies gather together for their welcome Bible study every month, I see Jesus show up. When our confirmation youth go Christmas caroling to the Riverview Homes here in town, I saw Jesus show up. Whenever we go to visit our shut-ins and our members in nursing homes, Jesus shows up. Wherever two or three of us are gathered, Jesus promises to be in our midst. That is a tremendous blessing and a tremendous promise. Jesus promises to be with us. So let that blessing wash over your lives today. Let that promise take root deeply in your heart. Wherever we may be, and however we may be serving the Lord, whenever two or three gather together in Jesus' name, he promises to be present. Jesus promises, I'll be there with you. Amen.